When I was very little, I mean, we all used to live, my father, his brother, in my grandmother's and my grandfather's house. And everybody was working, and the grandma used to cook for everyone because everybody left in the morning, right, came back for lunch, they go back to work, and they come back home for a social. I was always in the kitchen, and I loved my grandmother so much. She was a saint, that woman. My parents worked all the time. My mum used to be trained as a seamstress, but one of our uncles used to kind of renovate cars, second-hand cars, and she learned how to restitch upholstery. Sure. So she was doing all of that, and then at night she was doing, like, sewing her own clothes or mine. And everybody was working constantly. My dad used to be a mechanic in a way, but he learned how to paint cars. Then he had a job for the bus company in the day, and then in the evening he used to go to the garage to repair cars. So I really actually hardly saw them except at the weekend, and I spent all my time with my grandma. I wasn't really close to my dad because I hardly ever saw him, and the only thing we had in common, it was the love for dance. My father used to go out every Saturday night all his life till my mother died, ballroom dancing every Saturday night. His pride was his elegance, and he based himself on Fred Astaire, and they used to do Sunday dances as well.
Oh yes.
So they used to take me with them. I used to do the waltz on my mother's feet. You know,
Yes.
And then I used to do the jive with my mum. Those kind of things get ingrained within you.
Well, that's an incredible connection,
isn't it? It's
incredible.
The conflict of what I wanted to do and what my parents wanted me to do, which was major. So I remember as a kid, I used to paint. I used to do collage. I used to sculpture. I used to design clothes. I used to sing. I did singing competitions, plays. I mean, anything but being an accountant, which what is my parents wanted me to be. And I really had a lot of angst and conflict. I was from another planet, totally disconnected at times. It's like I'm not in the right place, I'm not in the right time. It's like I think socially, once I kind of said, okay, I'm not going to let these bullies having the best of me, I very, very quickly, once I started to kind of not answer back, but use my brain and my sense of humor to kind of disarm them. And then I started to use my sense of humor, and then that's how the dances started in. I say, I'm going to make this disadvantage become an advantage.
What was your perspective on home when you went back?
Well, thinking in life, home is very much where you are, where you have the possibility or have the chances of living your life to the full. And when I actually felt very, very sad when I go back.
Because
there is a sense of a world gone by. I am the same, but I'm not the same. You know, when you live in these provincial towns, time seems to stand still. People do the same things. Going back is always a bit sad, especially because I've lost everyone. You know, there is nothing for me there anymore. You know, you feel that, and there's no point hanging on to it.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
When I was very little, I mean, we all used to live, my father, his brother, in my grandmother's and my grandfather's house. And everybody was working, and the grandma used to cook for everyone because everybody left in the morning, came back for lunch, they go back to work, and they come back home for social. I was always in the kitchen, and I loved my grandmother so much. She was a saint, that woman. My parents worked all the time. My mum used to be trained as a seamstress, but one of our uncles used to kind of renovate cars, second-hand second-hand cars. And she learned how to restitch upholstery. Sure. So she was doing all of that. And then at night she was doing, like, sewing her own clothes or mine. And everybody was working constantly. My dad used to be a mechanic in a way, but he learned how to paint cars. Then he had a job for the bus company in the day. And then in the evening he used to go to the garage to repair cars. So I really actually hardly saw them except at the weekend. And I spent all my time with my grandma. I wasn't really close to my dad because I hardly ever saw him. And the only thing we had in common, it was the love for dance. My father used to go out every Saturday night, all his life, till my mother died, ballroom dancing. Every Saturday night, his pride was his elegance. And he based himself on Fred Astaire. And they used to do Sunday dances as well.
Oh, yes.
So they used to take me with them. I used to do the waltz on my mother's feet. You know,
Yes.
And then I used to do the jive with my mum. Those kind of things get ingrained within you.
Well, that's an incredible connection,
isn't it? It's
incredible.
The conflict of what I wanted to do and what my parents wanted me to do, which was major. I remember as a kid, I used to paint. I used to do collage. I used to sculpture. I used to design clothes. I used to sing. I did singing competitions, plays. I mean, anything but being an accountant, which what is my parents wanted me to be. And I really had a lot of angst and conflict. I was from another planet, totally disconnected at times. It's like I'm not in the right place, I'm not in the right time. It's like I think socially, once I kind of said, okay, I'm not going to let these bullies having the best of me, I very, very quickly, once I started to kind of not answer back, but use my brain and my sense of humor to kind of disarm them. And then I started to use my sense of humor, and then that's how the dances started in. I say, I'm going to make this disadvantage become an advantage.
What was your perspective on home when you went back?
Well, thinking in life, home is very much where you are, where you have the possibility or have the chances of living your life to the full. And when I actually felt very, very sad when I go back.
Because
there is a sense of a world gone by. I am the same, but I'm not the same. You know, when you live in these provincial towns, time seems to stand still. People do the same things. Going back is always a bit sad, especially because I've lost everyone. You know, there is nothing for me there anymore. You know, you feel that, and there's no point hanging on to it.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
When I was very little, I mean, we all used to live, my father, his brother, in my grandmother's and my grandfather's house. And everybody was working, and the grandma used to cook for everyone because everybody left in the morning, came back for lunch, they go back to work, and they come back home for social. I was always in the kitchen, and I loved my grandmother so much. She was a saint, that woman. My parents worked all the time. My mum used to be trained as a seamstress, but one of our uncles used to kind of renovate cars, second-hand cars. And she learned how to restitch upholstery. Sure. So she was doing all of that. And then at night she was doing, like, sewing her own clothes or mine. Okay. Everybody was working constantly. My dad used to be a mechanic in a way, but he learned how to paint cars. Then he had a job for the bus company in the day. And then in the evening he used to go to the garage to repair cars. So I really actually hardly saw them except at the weekend. And I spent all my time with my grandma. I wasn't really close close to my dad because I hardly ever saw him. And the only thing we had in common, it was the love for dance. My father used to go out every Saturday night, all his life, till my mother died, ballroom dancing. Every Saturday night, his pride was his elegance. And he based himself on Fred Astaire. And they used to do Sunday dances as well.
Oh, yes.
So they used to take me with them. I used to do the waltz on my mother's feet. You know,
right.
Yes. And then I used to do the jive with my mom. Those kind of things get ingrained within you.
Well, that's an incredible connection,
isn't it? It's
incredible.
The conflict of what I wanted to do and what my parents wanted me to do, which was major. I remember as a kid, I used to paint, I used to do collage, I used to sculpture, I used to design clothes, I used to sing. I did singing competitions, plays. I mean, anything but being an accountant, which what is my parents wanted me to be. And I really had a lot of angst and conflict. I was from another planet, totally disconnected at times. It's like I'm not in the right place, I'm not in the right time. It's like I think socially, once I kind of said, okay, I'm not going to let these bullies having the best of me, I very, very quickly, once I started to kind of not answer back, but use my brain and my sense of humor to kind of disarm them. And then I started to use my sense of humor, and then that's how the dances started in. I say, I'm going to make this disadvantage become an advantage.
What was your perspective on home when you went back?
Well, thinking in life, home is very much where you are, where you have the possibility or have the chances of living your life
right
to the full. And when I actually felt very, very sad when I go back.
Because,
yeah, there is a sense of a world gone by. I am the same, but I'm not the same. You know, when you live in these provincial towns, time seems to stand still. People do the same things. Going back is always a bit sad, especially because I've lost everyone. You know, there is nothing for me there anymore. You know, you feel that, and there's no point hanging on to it.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea